Hi guys, this is Ken Yuzinski from CatholicSpeaker.com. Today let's talk about the problem with self-help. If you've ever made a visit over to your local bookstore, there's a section there that's entitled self-help, self-development, or personal development. And all those books there are basically a how-to book. They help solve a problem in a person's life, or they claim to. You know, it's how to win friends and influence people, how to experience the power of positive thinking, how to have the slight edge, how to change anything, how to acquire 7 habits of highly effective people. You know, basically it's a how-to book. You know, do this to solve this kind of problem. I've read some of these books and they've helped me in terms of goal setting, growing a natural virtue and discipline. And when we're reading them, we can get the impression that these books are completely compatible with the Catholic faith. Are they? Aren't they? Well, it depends on the book. So I'll speak kind of generally to that. But if you're reading these books as a substitute for reading scripture, the lives of the saints, the catechism of the Catholic Church, or encyclicals, you're going to find yourself with some big problems. Problem number one, you become your own savior. You see, you can't positively think your way out of sin. That's impossible. Scripture has revealed that all have sinned, all have fallen short of the glory of God, and no amount of positive thinking can take us to heaven. We need God's grace, we need His mercy, and we need a Savior. If we just think that we can positively think our way out of all our problems in life, we have no need of God, and then we become our own God. We become our own Savior. The biggest problem that we have in life is not negative thinking. It's a sin problem, because sin separates us from God. And the only way to bridge that gap is to go to Jesus, who is our Savior. Problem number two, life is all about you. All these books have a general theme of you do this and you get exactly what you want. What's the problem with this? Well, life is not about us. It's about God. One of the communicators that I love to watch sometimes is a guy by name Zig Ziglar. Not for his content, but for his communication style. But his content all is underlined with his core teaching. It goes like this. You can get everything you want in life if you just help enough other people get what they want in life. Now, it sounds good, right? But what's the problem? Well, it's all about you. It's all about self. Imagine dying, rising to heaven, and standing before Jesus at those pearly gates, and Jesus says, well, how did it go? Well, I got everything I wanted in life by using people. Every time, if we take that core teaching to heart, every time we're doing something, it's so that we gain something from them. I mean, it's a selfish life. And that is the general theme of all the self-improvement and development books. Yes, they're going to say, you know, serve other people, serve the customer. But why? The whole reason you serve the customer, you serve other people, is that you gain something. Completely, totally opposite of Jesus. Jesus didn't serve other people to gain anything. He did it to glorify God, to be faithful to the Father's will. Totally different. So it looks like, it sounds like a good message, but the intention is totally different. You see, we have to remember that life is not about getting everything that we want. It's about glorifying God. Which leads us to the third problem. These books never mention or ask the question, what does God want? In fact, that is the most important question someone can ask of themselves. What does God want of my life? Not what do I want, but what does God want? We look at our gifts and our talents and we think, how can I glorify God with my life? And then we seek the Holy Spirit to be led. If we're reading these personal development books with this theme of life is about you, you're your own savior, go and attain that goal that you want. It just can really start influencing our thinking and then our living. And so we have to be careful that what we're putting into our mind is rooted in the fullness of truth. Now, I'm not saying that we can't read these books. What I am saying is that there are no substitute for the Catechism of the Catholic Church for Scripture or the lives of the saints. And they should not be the majority of what we are reading. Because if it's the majority of what we're reading, what gets our attention eventually gets our heart. So we have to guard our heart so that it's always being captured by the fullness of truth. My friends, thank you for watching. My name is Ken Yazinski from CatholicSpeaker.com. Have a great day.